Now. Coming in through to me. the light.
Try it when music talks.
Alright.
Alrighty. Well,
what are we talking about today, Hayden?
Talking about music, healing music. Harmonic healing.
Yeah. So, in your opinion, do you think all music heals?
Yeah. Yeah, it can heal. With music, yeah.
Yeah. So any type of music has some type of healing capacity, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Definitely.
Because it kind of gets, sometimes it gets the anger out of you, and you're like, I feel much better.
Yeah. So like death metal, punk rock, thrash, any form of hard rock, heavy metal.
Yeah. It gets it.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's a form of depression that gets the anger out.
Yeah.
And then some other forms of music get other types of emotions out. So what kind of other emotions do we have?
We have happy.
Okay.
We have sad. And then we have fear.
You already said, right?
Yeah, and fear.
Fear, okay. And what about like surprise?
Yeah.
Okay, or suspense.
Yeah.
It's kind of a feeling, right?
Yeah.
Which is almost like apprehension. Suspense. Yeah. So what about, so you said happy. What kind of music makes you feel happy?
Like really dance kind.
Really what?
Dance music. Dance.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like kind of like dance music, like. Kind of like soft, kind of.
Can you think of any bands or artists that might do that?
Oh my gosh, you're alive. I have the album. What was going on?
Are we back? I can't see you.
What?
Hey, Aiden, did you turn off the video?
No. Do you see me? And you're frozen. Hello? Yeah, you were frozen for a little bit.
We had a technical glitch.
Yeah, okay. Technical difficulty, folks.
Yeah, so we were a music that can make you calm, that's or calm music that's also happy, and I was bringing up Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but then you also brought up the emotion sad.
Yeah.
So what kind of music do you feel like would be sad?
Yeah, kind of like blues, kind of.
music. You got music that you can get expression out of an anger
yeah.
But when we're talking about healing, hey, hang on with the guitar, be quiet for a second. So when we're talking about healing, you talked about emotional healing, sad, anger, happy, right?
Yeah.
But there's other forms of healing, right? Sometimes we need physical healing. So are you familiar with any types of music that do physical healing on the body itself? So I work, you know, of course, I work a lot of times with music therapy and healing, and I was asked to go and give a lecture on music and healing with respect to cancer for the Georgia Research Center for Cancer Awareness.
Wow.
Yeah, and so there sometimes they use musical sounds to break up tumors in the body, cancerous tumors. And then you can use tuning forks to help strengthen the teeth. You can also use tuning forks to find like fractures. So that's one modern use of it. But there's lots of ways that I like music can sometimes heal the body. Listening to different types of music, like rhythm, right? We have songs, we have harmony. And we have rhythm, right? So having a steady beat can help align the breath. So when we're breathing in and out, like you brought up fear as one of these emotions. And sometimes people who are having fear can cause themselves unneeded stress in their physical body or if they're feeling pain. Have you ever before?
Yep.
Yeah. So, do you think your breath stays calm when you feel pain, or does it get a little bit excited?
A little excited.
Yeah. So, in that case, because your body is real revved up, you can listen to music that will then help the breath to calm down, which will help to not feel the pain as much.
Ah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
What else do you think you want to talk about in this segment before we move on to the jam? Music heals the emotions, the mind, and the body. What about lyrics?
Yeah.
We talked about the emotions, and we talked about the physical body. How might lyrics and that part of music heal the mind?
Yeah, all this stuff going around. The right song can, you know, make you calm down because it is stressful.
Yeah. So the words themselves can help you to kind of like keep your mind rational, right?
Yeah.
And get feelings out and get them on paper, you know. But, you know, using some words can actually get your mind to think a little bit, right? And keeps your mind focused on something other than maybe your problem, you know? And, I don't know if you guess, but can you think about, like, let's say the 4th of July, do you have any memories? We're froze again. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm moving on my end.
I can hear you.
I can hear you, but I don't see you. Don't touch it, just let it come back.
I don't see you. I see you, but you're not moving.
Am I moving now?
Nope.
Okay. So the screen's frozen, but let's just keep going with it.
Yeah. Hello? Uh-oh. Oh, God. Thank you. Okay. This is gonna, okay. Alright, I'm waiting. Waiting. Play the waiting game. How are you guys doing out there? Sounds good? You got beard? Alright, gotta get it. While we're ready, I'm going to tell you that we are all in this together. We're all doing this together. We are, we have a lot. All you have to do, we can do all the guidelines. We're all in this together. Everybody is stuck at home. There's nobody. Nobody. I don't know. Trying to, can we?
Yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah. What was going on? Hello? Alright, so I don't know what I was saying before it went off. Was that in, at this time? A lot of people are confused, and then music at this time could really help people. So, all right, you ready? What is going on with the audio? What?
Now you can hear me, right?
Yeah, now I can hear.
Alright, I made the mistake of plugging in the speaker again. But it seemed like you were hearing me for a little while. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, can you think about, like, do you have a memory of when you, like, enjoyed 4th of July? When you had a good 4th of July with your mom and your dad doing something? And so, when you hear something like the Star Spangled Banner or My Country Tis of Thee, one of those 4th of July songs, or even remember when we did camp and we did the 4th of July stuff and we did Yankee Doodle and we were marching around? Do you remember that? That was a long time ago.
I know.
Yeah. But so sometimes songs that we have memories of, like for people when they get older, like your grandma or even older, like really old, songs that we used to listen to when we were younger can help to keep the mind healthy.
Yeah. Like,
so
I remember when this song was released to the public. It's like that. I remember when this song came out and I was...
Yeah, so you're acting like your grandmother now. So what happens in the brain is it goes back to that memory. And so it's really good for the brain. And there's lots of research around that.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's go ahead. We'll move on to our next segment. Let's do our jam. Thank you.
Take my mind off for the sake of my neck and my soul. You'll come back about something a million miles away. Take my mind over, welcome to me. Overnight, don't wake up now. We walked around this place, and it was so very fresh. We walked around this old town one more time. Death, I'm starved to feel like I'm gonna breathe. But now this town is so lonely. Now that everyone is gone, we're living in a ghost town. Now living ghost town. I feel it's been a long time since I've been here. I think it's my low time since I've seen people. Come on now. Incredible music talks.
All right, we've been talking about healing power of music, right?
Yes.
And we talked about how all kinds of music heals. It heals our minds, it heals our bodies, it heals our emotions.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? So we talked about earlier, a different podcast that we do about the first instrument, right? And the earliest instruments that have been made.
Yeah.
We talked about the human body being an early instrument.
Yeah.
Singing, drums, flutes, right? Those were early instruments.
Yeah.
But just as old as instruments themselves,
it needs it.
Being used as healing has existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, early on, you know, music was used only for healing for the most part.
Yeah.
It wasn't really, you know, people didn't have radios, they didn't have CDs, they didn't have tapes. So there wasn't the commercial business of music like there is today.
No, it was just, like themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, and so individuals might use music to heal, right?
Yeah.
By a drum or singing a song themselves, but amongst those old tribal ancient cultures, there was like a medicine man or a medicine woman that would pretty much be the doctor of the people, and they documented around the world always used music as a tool for their practice, for their healing practices.
Yeah.
So they might sing a song and play a rattle or, you know, different instruments depending on where they come from. Some played the drum.
Yeah.
Some played flute.
Mm-hmm.
The Aborigines in Australia played the didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah. And if you, if anybody doesn't know, it's basically a big, long cylindrical instrument. And you blow in it, it's just
tube.
Yeah, it's a big, long tube.
Yeah, and so they felt that vibration, that low, they considered it to be the healing vibration of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And other cultures that didn't have the didgeridoo, like, there's in Indian yoga in India, they do chanting kind of like that. And so they would use the voice to do the same thing, and it was all about getting in tune with nature.
Yeah.
And healing being a natural process that you can get in tune with. And so people would do that, you know, and they do it on an individual level with a healer, or in practices like yoga. Or Chinese medicine like Tai Chi or Qigong, they would use music during those activities to also heal the body. And so you could practice that yourself at home. You didn't need somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
You could do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's been carried on still to this day, you know. But in those cultures, music not only healed medicinally the individual, but they would also get together at night or during different occasions, and they would do healing rituals that incorporated music and dance.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so they would do dances for different reasons. Like if they needed to find food or if they needed to bring rain, right? You've probably heard of the rain dance.
Oh, yeah.
Native Americans, right?
Yeah.
Or if they needed to bring some kind of positive energy into their tribe or people, they would certain music and songs, play different instruments, maybe around the fire, and do different dances to bring that energy in and heal the people. So music not only heals the individual, it also heals the society. And we have that today too, because there's certain things that occur, like you talked about today, how everybody in COVID-19, you know, it's pretty hard to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So music can be a force that binds people together and helps to heal, you know? Just like scar tissue, when somebody gets a wound and a cut is made, scar tissue forms to bring the wounds together. And so, in a way, music can kind of be that binding agent. So, playing songs together, playing music together, sharing musical interests, talking about different things, you know. It's one thing to talk about the music, and I think that's good, but it's another thing to listen to it and actually hear it, because it has such a potent energy. Can you think about, how's that working for you right now in your life? What's your experience with that as far as music bringing you closer to the people that you're not able to see right now?
I'm not really sure.
You're not really sure?
No.
So you haven't, like, talked to any of your friends or relatives about the music that they're listening to? Or maybe even trying to listen to it together?
Well, before, but I don't know. It's like... Hold on. I don't know, so it's really been kind of a quiet, you know, that conversation.
Yeah, I can understand that. So what about, like, let's think about a different time period than now, but when other people in societies have gone through things that we can think of as examples. What about, like, during the Vietnam War in the 1960s? Did people sing songs to bring the people together?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The whole of folk course. Music
movement, right?
Yeah.
The whole folk music movement started during, or not, didn't start, but at least got real big during that period of time because of being able to bring people's awareness to the issues going on, and then people would sing the songs together.
The what movement?
What movement did you say?
Yeah.
Folk.
F-O-L-K. Oh yeah, the folk movement, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody was getting really in tune with they're trying to be like, you know, that's how folk is. It's great because it can, you know, it can bring you together with, like, we still have some folk now.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah.
We have music now, and in some ways, like, hip hop and rap is a form of folk. It talks about what's going on amongst the people, which is what folk music does.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, with this separation and, like, everybody being apart from each other, it's a perfect time to have folk music, you know, somehow intervene, talking about what's going on, how politicians are either handling the situation, you know, whether they're doing it the right way, whether they're doing it the wrong way. And then there's also that the way we all feel during this situation, you know, so that we can know, even though we're not together, we're still going through the same thing, you know? Yeah. it's a good. Let's hear some smooth music.
Thank you.
find the next time one. Alright, this is Craig with Music Talks.
Alright.
And you're frozen.
What have we been talking about?
I'm talking about healing music.
You talked about the history of healing music.
Yes.
Now we're talking about what you can do to help yourself and help your society and help the world through healing music. So this
take home the healing.
Take home the healing. So, what do you think you can do yourself to help heal you and your family, your immediate relations in yourself? Your immediate relations in yourself. What do you think you can do? Other than play around with the guitar right there. What do you think, kid?
You can just like start, you can play music, you can just give a lot of, you know, just play a lot of music, just play like, play music that will, yeah, I need a, like, help.
Yeah, so just do any music.
Yeah.
And so do you think somebody has to be good at this?
No.
Or can they do?
No, just clapping your hands and just chanting. Yeah.
Just dancing, too. Dancing music, right? Bopping your hands, tapping your feet.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier, songwriting.
Yes, all right, yeah.
Yeah, so writing words and lyrics, right?
Yeah.
What about, you know, when we did the yoga classes in our, in the camps, and we'd always open with, I am light, I am love, I am light.
Yeah.
Right? I am love, I am light. I forget what the order is.
I am love, I am love, I am light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's I am light, I am love, I am life.
Yeah. I am light, I am love, I am life.
That's like a chant or an affirmation you can do, you know? So you can do like a home practice of chanting, which doesn't even have to be words. Do you remember when we used to do the vowel sounds?
Yeah.
The color?
Oh,
right, and so those are technically sounds, but you can do vowel sounds, and that helps you to tune in to something better in your body, right?
Yeah,
and it's normally connected with nature. So what do you think some ways that you can practice doing healing music for not only yourself, but for your family or for society?
Record what you...
Yeah. Record what you do and put it out there, right?
Yeah.
What about podcast? Hey.
Yeah. Hello.
Isn't that what we're doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
A YouTube video, put it out there, right? Just yeah. Send the love.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I like that one a lot, you know? Yeah, that's probably a really good one. And then what about, you know, helping to heal the world? Not just people, but all things. What are some other things?
Remember
when we were
hyped,
what would we do?
Just kind of play music. Just stop and take a...
Go ahead.
We would stop. Yeah. Just take a moment.
Well, we'd listen, right? Yeah. We'd listen to music around us in those moments.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd sing a song or play an instrument to the nature that was around us, right?
Yeah.
You remember singing the water song, Awala?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'd sing songs about the water. So we can do all that stuff now. That stuff that we can do to be empowered, to help the world, right? No matter whether we're able to be together with each other or not, we can always play music and sing music to the nature that's around us, knowing that we're all connected to the same nature, right? We're all under the same sun, and we all see the same moonlight and stars at night. And so, you know, in that way, music is that binding, tuning force.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about it?
No.
Awesome talk today, man. Music talk. Alright, let's go. Maybe for a couple minutes, then we'll go into the goodbye song.
Ooh. Oh, geez. My mind saying